Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on the 28th of July. And it's a Tuesday, folks. So hopefully your week started well yesterday. In the news today, Roosters pivot set for pay increase. England frustrated by the rain. Six Nations announce 8-team tournament. Pulse head coach is to step down. Sal's NBL finals to start. America's Cup action and volleyball tournaments to be announced announcements as well. So you have a packed morning this morning. Your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that cricket news. And yes, rain has ruined the fourth day of the test. No play was happened at all. That means that it still finishes with the West Indies on 10 for 2, chasing a 399 to win against England. This will be their first Test Series win since 1988 if they achieve that chase. But obviously, that would be a lot of runs to get in one day. And also, we'd need a dry day as well. So I think the West Indies will be praying for rain. And a drawn Test series, whereas England obviously were wanting to get out there. In the football news,
last night the Central Coast Mariners and the Western Sydney Wanderers fought out a one-all draw in the A-League. That was between two of the teams at the bottom of the table, so there's no impact on the finals there. No games tonight, so on Wednesday evening, they're back with Melbourne Victory versus Brisbane Roar. Now, with Brisbane in fourth, Melbourne down there in 10th, you've got to say that Brisbane are favourites to win that one, and they'll be looking for those vital points towards getting themselves in that final series, because it's tight where they are. They're only 1 point ahead of Perth Glory in the tables. Over in England the EPL have been told by government that the entire 2020-2021 English football season could be played in reduced capacity stadiums. Wow. So they're already talking about going through till sort of May next year with reduced crowds over there in England. So, yes, thank our lucky stars as to the state we're in over here in New Zealand, because we're already back to full crowds in stadiums. But it looks like they're a long way off over there in England. And I'm going to hand you over to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthdays this morning.
Oh, thank you, Paul, and good morning, everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio. In birthdays today, a New Zealand all-rounder on the Lord's Honours Board, a second cousin of Formula One driver David Coulthard, and a well-travelled basketball professional, and that's where we start our birthdays this morning. Craig Bradshaw, born this day, the 28th of July, 1983, as a New Zealand former professional basketball player. Bradshaw played 4 years of college basketball in Winthrop University in the USA before playing professionally with clubs in New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Spain, South Korea, and Latvia from 2007 to 2012. Boy, that's a lot to fit in 5 years. Moving right along, Fabian Coulthard, born this day, the 28th of July, 1982, is a British-born New Zealand professional race car driver, currently competing in the Virgin Australia Supercars Championship, driving the number 12 Ford Mustang GT for DJR Team Penske. Fabian is a second cousin of Formula One driver David Coulthard. And finally this morning, Jacob David Philip Oram, Jacob Oram, born this day, the 28th of July, 1978, is a New Zealand former international cricketer who played in all forms of the game for 10 years. He was a left-handed batsman and a right-arm fast-medium bowler. His ability with both bat and ball made him a regular member of the New Zealand one-day international sides. Oram is on the Lord's Honours Board for his Test century against England in 2008 and has on several occasions occupied the position of number one ODI all-rounder. Very, very good cricketer. That's our birthdays today. Paul, I'll be back with league news shortly.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Moving on to the rugby then, the Highlanders have come out and apologised for seven of their players being involved in that incident that we reported about yesterday, which was a drunken night out in Queenstown. They haven't said who the players are, and the players are not the ones that were involved in the damage at the hotel room, or the apartment, sorry. And that person was someone that apparently they'd met earlier that day and just sort of come around for a party, and when he asked to leave, wasn't too happy, clearly. So they've apologised for that. They haven't said who the people, who the players involved are, and it's going to be dealt with internally. None of the players are facing any police action around what has happened. Three players who are seen to take selfies and on social media. Apparently, those players were not involved. So Joshuani, Tariqi Ben-Nicholas, and Aidan Johnston were not part of the seven players, even though they were seen on social media being in Queenstown. They had left Queenstown by the time the incident occurred. In other news for the North, the Hurricanes have announced a signing, and that is Julian Surveyor. The bus is back in town. This is with Ben Lamb heading over to Bordeaux and obviously Lau Mappy being injured. That means that they've looked for some reinforcements. You may have heard me say that Corbis Van Wyk was also unavailable and leaving off the Crusaders game. That is not true. I was wrong there. He will be staying around till the end of the season and then be heading over to Leicester Tigers. the head coach has already said that because Julian has not played any rugby recently, he will not be available. They will not be considering him for the Chiefs game, which just means this is the last game of the tournament that he could be involved in. Over in the Europe, and the Six Nations have announced the what their autumn fixtures are looking like. So on the weekend of the 24th of October, they'll catch up the Ireland Italy game. Before catching up Wales's post-game, Wales-Scotland, Ireland-France and England-Italy on the 31st of October. So that's the catch-up on all the games to finish off the Six Nations 2020. Those games were postponed earlier in the year. They will then hold over four weekends a tournament with two groups of four teams. So England, Wales, Ireland and Fiji in one group and Scotland, France, Italy and Japan in the other group. Each side will play each other in those groups. And then on the fourth weekend, the tops of the groups will play each other, the second to third and the fourths will play each other. So four weekends of games over there in the UK. They're hoping for, in Europe, they're hoping, or the RFU are hoping to have crowds. But as I just said, the government have told the English Premier League, it's not for a long time, it's not going to be full crowds. So even if they do have crowds, it will be with social distancing in those stadiums. Going to hand you back to Stephen now, who'll take us through our NRL update.
Thank you, Paul. In league news this morning, Sydney Roosters playmaker Luke Keary set for a pay increase, despite maybe having the opportunity to receive much more if he moves to other clubs, and the Warriors receive some much-needed reinforcements. But it's with the Sydney Roosters playmaker Luke Keary, who is set to receive a pay increase, settling for a three-year, $2.8 million extension, despite the potential to earn much more at another club. The reported deal would see him pocket around $930,000 a year, which is still less than the maligned playmakers such as Kieran Foran, Ash Taylor, Ben Hunt, and Anthony Milford. Keary has already had 12 try assists and 7 line break assists in the season and has stepped up to take the ownership of the team's attack without Cooper Cronk since 2018. He has recorded 60 try assists and remains the only player to reach 50 or more in that period, in a testament to his consistency, high performance levels on the field. The 28-year-old is seen as a massive part of Trent Robinson's side moving forward without Cronk as his replacement. Kyle Flanagan eases his way into the playing consistent first grade. The Herald also reports that James Tedesco will also sign an extension in a few months. Securing the pair's signatures will be a huge coup for the Roosters, who are showing no signs of slowing down as they eye a third straight premiership under the coaching of Trent Robinson. And we move on to some good news for the Warriors. The Warriors have found some much-needed reinforcements as four of their players prepare to return to New Zealand. In fact, those four players have already returned yesterday. Parramatta have agreed to let George Jennings and Daniel Alvaro join the Kiwi club on a short-term loan deal following Saturday's clash against the Roosters, with the pair set to train with their new teammates on Monday. In another boost, interim coach Todd Payton confirmed that after the 18-10 defeat on the Central Coast, that Penrith had agreed to loan impressive forward Jack Hetherington for another 4 weeks. The signings will go some way to filling the void left by Ken Mamalo, David Fositua, Ignatius Pussy, King Vuniyayawa, who arrived home yesterday after their respective families were unable to travel to Australia. A fifth player, Leivaha Pulu, has already reunited with his family in Auckland. We're hugely appreciative of the support from head coach Brad Arthur from the Eels, as well as the NRL, for their work done in making this happen. Warriors recruitment manager Peter O'Sullivan said in a statement, "We realise all clubs are under pressure through the injuries, so this is a fantastic gesture from the Eels to help us at a time when certainly thin on many players." So that's good news for the Warriors. I know a week ago the coach Todd Payton wasn't exactly happy with a lot of the clubs, but there we go, a couple of clubs have assisted. And that's it for league news today. We'll be back tomorrow morning, hopefully with a better voice, Paul. Feel like I'm playing a tennis game of my own with a ball well and truly lodged in my throat at the moment. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Battling on through, Stephen. Thank you very much for doing that. And good to see that the other teams are helping out the Warriors now. Don't forget, folks, you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the go. Just download or just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on Acast, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcatching app. Moving on now to the netball in the ANZ Premiership. Yvette McClausland-Durry is going to be stepping down at the end of the season as the head coach of the Central Pulse. She joined she was appointed in 2017 and took the team to the finals in 2018, where they are. Whether they lost the final, but came back last year to win the final and are undefeated this year. She's doing a fantastic run with the team. Time away from home means that she's decided to step down from that role. And she's great to be able to step down while she's on top. They are looking at the ladder. They are 10 wins from 10 games on 40 points clear at the top there. Last night, the Mystics beat the Magic. It was a very tight first quarter, with Magic leading for most of it, only for the Mystics to even it up just on the end of the quarter. In the second quarter, the Mystics got a slight lead and really pulled away in the third quarter, the Magic could not do enough to pull it back. That sees the Northern Mystics back into second place, just 1 point ahead of the Mainland Tactics. So really tight there finding out second place. And further, 7 points back of the Northern Stars, then the Steel and the Magic. So yes, those top three have got all those. Well, Central Falls out in front, then the Mystics and the Tactics got a bit of a gap on the rest of them. And don't forget, next weekend, the ANZ Premiership. We're back out and around the country. So if you've been waiting for your team to play at home to go see them, then get out and get your tickets and get to watch them. Over in the basketball in the Sal's NBL, the final series kicks off tonight. The Nelson Giants and the Canterbury Rams will play an eliminator to see who gets to go through. And the Otago Nuggets and the Manawatu Jets will play a seeding game to see who gets seeded one and two for the semi-finals. If you want to know how the final series work, you can head over to our website, NZ Sports Sport Radio, nzsportradio.com. I have a video over there that explains exactly how the finals work for supporters of the station. Over in the America's Cup now, and America's Magic got themselves out on the water for the first time in 5 months to get some sailing in. They spent 5 hours out there, got themselves up on the foils sailing around. So great to see America's Magic are up and running. Unsurprisingly, team in New Zealand were watching their every move while they were doing that. The second America's challenger, the Stars and Stripes, who we've known have been struggling, are going to ask if they can borrow a boat for the Challenger Series from one of the other teams. Each of the other teams from Italy, Great Britain, USA, and also will have their says, and also New Zealand will have their says as to what they think of that. But it is a very small fleet, so you would hope that they would let them borrow a boat. It would be one of the first generation boats, so it's unlikely that they would be that competitive, to be honest. But we'll see what decision the regatta committee make on that one. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just download New Zealand Sports Radio and your favourite pod catching app. Moving on to volleyball news now, then. And quickly refresh my page there, because I've gone and lost the details of that. But Volleyball New Zealand have announced three indoor events that will be coming up. There is the Club Championships will be taking place from the 30th of September to the 3rd of October. Is going to be in Takanini. The North Island Junior Championships will be taking place in Tauranga from the 23rd to the 26th of November. And on the 27th of November, they'll be playing the beach volleyball. And then on the South Island Junior Championships will be in Invercargill from the 23rd to the 25th of November, with the 26th of November being their beach volleyball event. So great to see those events are up and running and sort of have been announced for later this year. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Look, we are very, very nearly at 1,000 followers on our Facebook page, so it'd be much appreciated if you would head over to Facebook, go onto the New Zealand Sports Radio Facebook page and give us a like and follow us on there. You can help us reach that 1,000 number. We are very, very close. So thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. And we'll catch you tomorrow at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.